From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Chinese human rights activist and prisoner Liu Xiaobo died Thursday at age 61. His high-profile battle with liver cancer made his death as controversial and newsworthy as his life. Liu was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize while in prison. He spent the last 8 years of his life as a prisoner of conscience. He died at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and China's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called for China to release Liu Xiaobo's widow from house arrest. He said, "I call on the Chinese government to release Liu Xia from house arrest and allow her to depart China according to her wishes." President Trump is in France, where the country is commemorating the entry 100 years ago of U.S. troops into World War I. The two presidents held a press conference just a while ago that lasted for around an hour, half an hour, that is. Trump was asked about the issue of the Russians meddling in the United States 2016 election.
But nothing happened from the meeting. Zero happened from the meeting. And honestly, I think the press made a very big deal over something that really a lot of people would do.
Mr. Trump defended his son, Donald Trump Jr., who revealed this week that he had a meeting with a Russian lawyer regarding the campaign. Numerous American investigations are underway about Russia's meddling in the election. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.